Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Zvachim Daf Chavtes. We begin 13 lines off the top of the Amud Tanu Rabbanan. Here comes a Braisa in Teras Koyanim presenting a source, the source, for the concept of Pigol. Now, all of the actual literal wording in the Pasuk indicate, Pasuk says, Vima ochel yo ochel mipsar zevach shlomo vayma shlishi, if the carbon should be eaten on the third day, so it's past the allowable time period, then it's pigol. It sounds like it's because the carbon was actually eaten too late, so it physically stayed past the the expiry date. However, as we learned yesterday and again today, we're going to see the Pasuk actually is referring to the Kohen who had that in mind. He had schemed during the Hakrava of the carbon, during the Avodas Hadam, during processing the blood, that in fact this is what he's going to do. He's going to have the carbon eaten in 3 days' time, that's past the allowable period, or offered to the Mizbeach in that time period as well. And that makes it Pigol. Tanu Rabbanan, we have learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk in Parashas Tzav reads like this. Vim ochel yo ochel mipsar zevach shlomo. The carbon will be eaten. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eliezer, you should know, koif aznecha, bend your ear over, cup your ear, l'shmaya, to listen. The true meaning of the pasuk. B'mechashev le'echol mizivchay, b'ayay ma'ashlishi, ha'kos v'medabu. The pasuk, actually, is referring to a kain who's thinking, who verbalizes his thoughts. He's scheming to have the carbon eaten on the third day. So during the Hakrava, that's what he's saying. No, perhaps, let's go literal. It was eaten on the third day. Perhaps that's what disqualifies the carbon. You can't say that, Amris, because, listen, the Hakrava was passed. It's over. Amris, can you actually say, Achar shehu kosher yachzor b'yipasol? Once the carbon was kosher on Sunday during the Hakrava, just because some of the flesh stayed out, stayed past, the allowable time. How is that going to disqualify the carbon retroactively? Apparently that's not the case. So when the Torah speaks about the carbon being pasul, apparently because there was something deficient within the actual Hakrava. He misconstrued the time aspect of the carbon during the Hakrava Sakrava. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's presentation. It must be speaking about the classic Pigol where there was a machshava, there was a deviation, a deficiency within the thought process during the Hakrava. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, what's the surprise? We do find a precedent to something which actually seems okay today, but then becomes undone tomorrow, retroactively. Hey, matzinu b'zav, v'zava. We find by a fellow who is a zav, a woman who is a zava, experienced, dam, v'shamer esyam k'neged yayim, another version of a zava. Shem b'chaskas tahara. So they have to, count a certain amount of clean days. So the zav has to count 7 days to ensure that he's fully clean. Zava as well. Now what happens if on the fourth day, suddenly, kivin shiro, they notice blood. Sasru, it undoes the whole count. Retroactively. Apparently, there is such a phenomenon where it seems to be okay, and then suddenly, whoop, it's turned upside down. Likewise, why are you surprised about the carbon, even in a case where it was fully fine, it was processed properly on Sunday? She has to be a puzzle. It could happen that, if it stayed out past, the time, the buser lasted for 3 days, past the Yachsav Yipasal, perhaps that will undo the kashrus of the carbon l'mafrei, retroactively. So perhaps that's what the pasuk is speaking about. Amalei, so that's a response. This is how I know that it's not so. Harayu Omer, look at the pasuk. It says, Hamakriv, lo yirotza hamakriv. Hamakriv means b'shas hakrova hu nifsal. The psul occurs during the hakrova, because he had a mind to eat it later. It doesn't become pasul on the third day. We're not speaking about a proper akrava, which became nullified later on, in 3 days' time. No. Deficiency occurred during the akrava itself. Well, no, perhaps the word hamakrav is not telling you that it's happening at the point of Akrova Ella. Perhaps it's coming to tell you that the Kohen, Zekohen HaMakrev, we should know that if the Kohen has this in mind, he has a mind to eat at Chutzlas Manai, he becomes Pasul. He loses his qualifications. He loses his ability to bring Karbanis. Perhaps that's the point of the word HaMakrev. The one who's bringing the carbon, he gets Pasul. The answer is, Kshu Aymar Oysai. Well, the Pasuk, in that Pasuk says, Oysai, HaMakrev Oysai, Oysai means this. So it tells you, Bazevachu Nivsal, Humadabar, Veinu Medabar B'Koyin, that was speaking strictly about the carbon becoming Pasul, not the Koyin. So that's not an option. In which case, the word HaMakrev apparently is coming to tell you something else. That what? That the Psul of Pigal occurs during the Hakrava. But now, Oymar, he has another pshat, another understanding, the word oysoi. Oysoi matam adonim, what's the point of saying oysoi in the pasuk? It's coming to tell you, let's say a fellow delayed, he procrastinated in bringing his carbon donation. He promised today, and then it's a year later, he's not bringing carbon. What happens to the carbon? Does it become pasul? He should bring it quickly. He should not delay, but does his delay affect the actual status of the carbon? I would think perhaps yes. That's why the word says, the pasuk says, oysoi. Not only this, you know, machshav of pigel disqualifies the carbon, but not merely due to delay. Okay? But as you oymer oysem atam, what's the point of oysem? Because the pasuk elsewhere tells us, quickly bring your donations. Don't delay payment of your vows. So perhaps if he does, it disqualifies the carbon. Yochal avs macher nidra b'lo yirotza. So perhaps lo yirotza, which means it's not acceptable anymore, applies even to a me'acher nidra, one who delays his nedra. Tamalema comes to pasuk and says oysai in this pasuk of pigel to tell you oysai b'lo yirotza. Only pigel is lo yirotza becomes pasul, but not simply for delays. Veina me'acher nidra, but one who delays his bringing of his nedra b'lo yirotza, he will not be under lo yirotza, which means to say his carbon is still kosher. So we had Rabbi Lezer, who proved from the word HaMakriv that in fact the pigel occurs during the Hakrava and not later. Acherim Oimrim, there's another Shita, which will provide another source, that in fact pigel occurs during the Hakrava process. Lo Yechashev. Lo Yechashev means there's something wrong with the Machshava. The Machshava Unifzal, to tell you. The psul occurs through Machshava, an expression of his Machshava, during the Hakrava process itself. Ve'eina Nifzal b'Shlishi. We're not speaking about a psul that occurs later on in the third day. So clearly, it's a psul due to something wrong during the hakrava itself, which instantly, immediately impacts the karma. Okay, so again, according to Rabbi Elazar, the word hamakriv teaches that the psul occurs during the hakrava. The word oisei tells you that The psul applies to the carbon itself, and not the kain. When the ben azay, the word oisei tells you that a delayed carbon remains kosher. Asks the Gemara. Now, according to ben azay, how do we know the other point? Uben azay the bezevach hakasim medaber ve'eimim medaber v'koyim menil. How does he know that the psul affects the carbon, not the kain? Because he uses oisei for something else. How does he know this halacha? He boy same way either. You can say nafkele midachirim. He learns it from achirim. Why? Explains Rashi. You see, the achirim learned from lo yechashiv. That what? That it's the machshava that's occurring during the hakrava, which makes it possible, rather than the fact that it, you know, physically stayed. You know, the carbon stayed past the allowable time. Now, that being so, doesn't that teach us that we're speaking about the carbon itself, not the kayin? Right? There's even room to speak about an option of the carbon becoming possible because it was left beyond its time. Clearly, that's not going to affect the kayin. What does it do to the kayin? It's the fact that Torah has to come and undo that notion and tell you no. The psul doesn't happen in 3 days' time. It happens today during the Akrava. That in itself indicates to us that we're not speaking about the kain. Otherwise, if it's the kain, there's no hava. I mean, there's nothing to even to consider. Now, the kain should be affected by the meat staying around, right? So clearly, the discussion revolves around and focuses on the korban itself only. Another option would be b'dichsiv lo yiratze. Pasuk says lo yiratze. Now ritze is a lashon relating to the korban. The korban is, you know, accepted by Hashem. It evokes goodwill, right? V'lo yiratze zivchu. That's a term referring to the korban itself. So clearly, we're not speaking about the kohen's status. Next question is: Benaza had learned that the word oisai is coming to indicate that a delayed korban, right? If one delays bringing his nether, the korban is still kosher. Asks the Gemara, why do we need a new pasuk? We already know that from elsewhere. Ubenaza oisai b'lo yiratze. Only pigel is lo yiratze. Ve'ed ma'achar neither b'lo yiratze. But a fellow who procrastinates delivering his korban incurs no, you know, lo yiratze. Ma'achar nafka. Is that learned from here? We have another source, a brisa which quotes Shitas Acherim. By the way, Acherim is Shitas Remeir, as we had at the end of Masechet Series, right? The sign you have a brisa, Acherim Oimrim. Perhaps a delayed carbon becomes possible. So you have a firstborn, a Bechor, meant to be brought as a carbon within the first day of its birth. Let's say he delayed it. Perhaps it becomes Kipsula Mekdoshim, like the carbonus that became blemished and possible. The possible, you can't use the Bechor anymore. Tamalayim, no. The pasuk here lists various items, meiser sheni, and also ubachiris bekarcha, firstborns. So in the same pasuk, we have a reference to maser sheni from your grain and the firstborn animal, the bechor. We make a connection, makish bechor lemaser. We connect one to the other, and we learn ma maser and nifsa mashal lechaver, just like maser sheni. It's not become pasul if it's left out until next year. Av bechor, likewise a bechor remains kosher, even though he delayed it. So even if it stayed over to next year, it's kosher. So here we see that even a delayed korban, right? And certainly, even a bechor, you meant to bring it as soon as possible. You certainly not meant to delay it past three yamim tovim, as discussed in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So we see a delayed korban is still okay. There you go. So why do we need a new source? And now a Gemara Oisai to tell you that only pigle is a problem, but not a delayed carbon. And so the Gemara Itzrich, we need another source, because there's another twist to this halach. Saka the Tachmina, perhaps I would say, Hani mil b'chor. True, a b'chor remains intact. The lav bar harzohu, because the purpose of a b'chor is not to atone, is not to be mechaper. Aval kachem, but your typical carbon. Even an oila, says Rashi, comes to address mitzvah saseh violations. Even a shlamim is coming to restore peace, so to speak, between Israel and Hashem. Aval kach bnei atzor ninu, they all have a hartzah component to appease, which a bechor doesn't have. So perhaps it can only do so if it's brought properly, in a timely fashion. Eimol leilutzu, so perhaps a delayed carbon won't work. Kamashmon, that's why we need a new pasuk to tell you all karbanis, regardless of category, even if he procrastinated, the karban is still kosher. V'akati ma'asam nafka, ask the Gemara. But again, why do we need a pasuk of oisai to tell you a delayed donation is okay? Ma'asam nafka, we have another pasuk. V'akati ma'asam nafka, we have another pasuk for that. V'ayivachin chayit, when the pasuk speaks about late ta'achar, don't delay delivering your, you know, donations. It says if one does so, the person will incur sin. B'cha tells you only the person. It's a personal violation, but it doesn't affect the carbon itself. The chet doesn't affect the carbon, so clearly the carbon is still kosher. So why do we need all these sources for the same halach? Answers the Gemara. Lebenazai, homi boyle. Quite a benazai. That pasuk is needed for something else. We learn the donor incurs sin for delaying. It doesn't affect his wife. Why would I think it affects his wife? Perhaps I would think. Lezer tells us. Not fulfilling financial obligations. You could generate very negative consequences. Personal consequences. Ein ishtesh l'adam meisa. One's wife will not die elam kain unless he's guilty of financial dishonesty. Mivakshin menu mamon ve'engloin. They're asking him for money. Basically, there's a monetary claim against him. You stole money ve'engloin. He's refusing to pay. It could adversely affect his wife. Shenemar im ein lachol l'sham. You're not going to pay. Lom yishkach yikach mishkavcha. Which is a term referring to his wife. Mitachta. Why should he take that away from you? So perhaps just as when one is guilty of thievery, can affect his wife. So perhaps, likewise, he doesn't live up to his financial commitments in terms of donations and karbanis. Perhaps the same consequence would apply. That's why the pasuk says no. In this case, as long as he eventually pays, he's safe, even though he shouldn't be delaying, shouldn't be procrastinating, but that itself would not cause his wife to die. That's the point of the pasuk. It's personal, but it doesn't affect his family. Achirim Aimrim. Okay, so we had Achirim who saved Machshavu Nifsal. Ve Nifsal Bashlishi. The word La'yachashav tells you it's a Machshavu issue during the Akrava that makes people. But there's no Machshavu during the Akrava, it's just that circumstantially the flesh was left out overnight. That doesn't make the carbon possible. And that's done from La'yachashav. Now Rabbi Lezer had already learned this idea from a different part of the pasuk. So what does Rabbi Lezer do with this part of the pasuk? Rabbi Lezer, hi La'yachashav, my everybody, what does he do with La'yachashav? The answer is, Meboile, he needs it, look at Rabbi Yanai. Don't Rabbi Yanai. Menai le'machshaveis, shmetzis, zoy mizoy. We learned this many times. Pigle has to be strictly, purely pigle. So he had a mind, he's going to eat the flesh, you know, in a month, in a week's time. That's pigle. Provided he didn't insert any other deficient thoughts. For instance, you know, shalei lishma, chuslim kaimai. You can't have any other insertions. It has to be strictly kosher or strictly pigle, right? Pigle is a very, you know, delicate process. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. Suppose he has another deficient thought, in addition to the shalei lizmane. It will cancel each other out. Shnama lo yachashiv. Yachashiv tells you, in order to make pigul lo ya'arav boi machshavas achir, you can't mix in other deficient thoughts. Because if there are other thoughts there as well, it's going to undo the pigul. For Rav Mari, Masni, he had a different version. Amar b'yanai, menayin lo machashiv b'kachim shu loike. You know, we speak so much about the deficient thoughts, like the Shema, Choslam Kaima, Choslam Mana. He shouldn't be doing that. What happens? He gets Malkus. How do we know Lo Yechashiv? He shouldn't have these Machshavis. It's a Lav, there's Malkus. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Mari. Okay, but Lav Sheim B'maisu. It's a Lav, but it doesn't entail a physical act. Because the Shechita, there's nothing wrong with the Shechita. Shechita is proper, it's just that he's scheming and verbalizing something wrong. And we know b'chol lav shem b'mais, even a lav, it doesn't entail a physical act. Ain't like, no, there's no malchus on that. So why are you giving him malchus? Amalei Rabidi says, this halacha is following Rabidi. Shita Dama who says, even a lav shem b'mais, violation which doesn't incur a physical component, like a null of this malchus as well. Okay, so bottom line is, pigul process entails a kayin, planning on either eating or serving the mizbeach. Shelei b'zmanai, chutz l'zmanai, right? Beyond the allowable time, that makes it pigle. If one eats it, even now, there's currents. And we learn from this pasuk that, in fact, the pigle gets generated immediately during the akrava. It's not like we're speaking about a benign akrava, but the flesh was stayed over, you know, was left around, and that's not what pigle is about. Pigle is a deformation of the carbon during the akrava itself. And it doesn't affect the kain, only affects the carbon. Pigle has to be strictly pigle without any other deficient contributions. We also learned that only pigle becomes possible, not a delayed carbon, although not preferred, but it doesn't affect the carbon. And finally, that machashe bekachim generates malchus. So now the Mishnah will give us sort of a play-by-play of how pigle gets, you know, generated. Zaklal. So this is the rule. Kol ha-sheichet. One who does shechita, and during that moment of shechita, he's thinking chus lezmanai, or v'amakav, or during the Kabbalah, v'amalach, or during transporting the blood to the Mizbeach, v'azarek, or during applying the blood to the Mizbeach. So during at least one of these processes, he's thinking lechol davar shadak lechol, to eat something which is meant to be eaten by the kohen or by the owner, meaning flesh, or ulahak to davar shadak lechol, or to burn the fats, etc., which are meant to be for the mizbeach. So one or the other, kazayis, even just a kazayis of this material, I'm going to do it chuslam kaimai, in the wrong location, outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's not pigul, it's possible. There's no karis involved. But chutzal's money, if he has a mind to eat it past the correct time, I'm going to burn on the mizbeach tomorrow, I'm going to eat it next week, that's pigul. A higher level of soul, v'chayevon of karis, and there's karis involved. If one should eat it even now, but there's one condition, ublevat provided, like explained earlier, shiyakriv hamatik mitzvasi. Mati here means the blood, which is the matir on the korban. It enables the korban to be consumed, to be brought to the mizbeach. So anything involving the blood has to be done properly, meaning without any other interfering factors. So, as we explained, there are four steps to the hakrabas hadam, right? There's to the avodas hadam, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. During one or all of those steps, if you had a machshava of chutzal's manu, there's pigul. Provided there are no other deficient plans, schemes, or thoughts taking place during those phases as well. Ketzad, karav hamatik mitzvasa. Let's have an example of a proper pigul, where the matir, which means the dam, was fully processed properly. Properly meaning either properly or pigul, but provided there's no other interfering factor. Shachat b'shtika. The shchita he did b'shtika, quietly, without any deficient plans. But then comes the Kabbalah. Kibel, hilech, v'zarek, chusazmani. The next three steps were done chusazmani. So basically, that's pigul. Because it's just pigul without any other deficient thoughts. Or the opposite, or the shechita was done chus hazmani, and the rest was done benignly without any plans. Or he did all four chus hazmani. All of them chus hazmani. That's your classic pigul. Zeo shemakriv hamatik mitzvos. However, ketzad loy karav hamatik mitzvos. Let's have an example, or examples, of loy karav hamatik mitzvos, where there were some other interfering factors during the processing of the dam. Here goes. Shachat chuslam kaimai. He did the shchita chuslam kaimai with that in mind. There you go. That usurps the pigul. So even though he came around and he just resumed with the pigul, kibel v'halach v'zar chuslazmani, too late. Because he already inserted shalabim kaimai. Or let's say like this. Oy shachat chuslazmani. He did shchita chus hazmanai, so far so good, or so bad. And then he shifted to chusim kaimai. Kibel v'holach v'zark chusim kaimai. That's not pigul. Or, oyshe shachar v'kibel v'holach v'zark chusim kaimai. He did all four chusim kaimai. Or let's say, hapesa v'achatas, which are susceptible to shaloi l'shma as well. If you had in mind a different carbon, it becomes possible. So he inserted that thought. That's also an interfering thought, which will disrupt the pigul process. Sheshachtam shaloi l'shma. He did the shchita shaloi l'shma. And then he moved on to chuslazmani. It was too late, right? V'kibel v'alach v'zer chuslazmani. Or the opposite. Oy sheshachat chuslazmani. He did shchita chuslazmani. And the rest, shloi l'shma. Kibel v'alach v'zer shloi l'shma. Or he did everything shloi l'shma. Oy sheshachat v'kibel v'alach v'zer shloi l'shma. That's not pigul. So these are examples of shloi karev hamatik mitzvasai. It wasn't fully done for pigul. Continues the mission. Lechol kazayis v'chutz, kazayis l'mocher. So, at least according to one pshat in the Gemara, we're speaking about within the same phase of the Avodah. Let's say it's the Kabbalah. During the Kabbalah, he has dual thoughts, dual plans. He's thinking, okay, one kazayis of the basra I'm going to eat outside. So that's chutz l'makayim, that's not pigul. Kazayis l'mochar. Another kazayis I'm going to eat tomorrow, which is pigul. So he sort of combined two psulim. In the same, setting. Chus hazmanai and chusim kaimai. Or the opposite. Kazayis lamocha, kazayis b'chutz. First he thought about chus hazmanai, and then chusim kaimai. Or half and half. Kechazizayis b'chutz. Kechazizayis lamocha. I'm going to have kazayis outside and have kazayis tomorrow. or he switched it around the other way. Chazayis l'machar tomorrow. Chazayis b'chutz. Possible may occur. Noli is there's no pigul. It's possible, but there's no karis because it wasn't strictly pigul. There were other thoughts as well. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says it depends what came first. If pigul got his foot in the door first, then that takes effect. On Rabbi Yehuda Zaklal, the rule is like this: Kol shemachsheves hazman, kadmal machsheves hamakim. If time comes before place, interesting. There are two types of deficiencies, general deficiencies. One relates to time, one relates to place, which are the fundamental elements of existence, right, of the world. So, if the machsheva regarding zman preceded the one regarding place, then that's pigul with karis. But if it's the other way, that preceded the machsheves hazman. So if the place-related issue preceded time, then that's not pigul. Possibly my karis. They disagree. Chum say whether it came this way or that way, they're competing entities and they cancel each other out. Zeh both ways. Possible, yeah, the carbon is possible. But carbon is no karis. What if he sought to combine the two types of consumption? He says, I'm doing the shechita, le'echel kechatzi zayis. I'm going to eat a half a zayis of the basar, in a week's time, but only half a kazayis, not enough. So then he's going to go and combine it with another half a kazayis of burning fats tomorrow. Lakti chatzi zayis. So, yeah, it's a total of kazayis, comprised of two different achilas. Personal and the mizbeach. Can you combine that? No, it's kosher. The korban is totally kosher. Why? She'en achila v'ktar mitzdarfen. You can't combine. There are two distinct elements of consumption. Personal consumption, mizbeach consumption. In order for shloi bezmane or shloi b'mkeme to kick in, it has to relate to a full kazayis of either personal consumption or mizbeach consumption. You can't mix and match the two. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha.